Let's walk the talk. 7:02.
It's 17 minutes past 6 o'clock, and talking now about overindulging, talking now about all the festive season, you've had too much. And this is the problem, you see. Some of us, not all of us, but some of us go on those lovely diets and we watch what we eat and carbs and things like that. And then all of a sudden, oh dear, we go to Christmas and we just lose the plot totally. So what should we be doing to try to stay in shape and eat healthily during the festive season? On the line is the director at the FitPro Institute of Fitness Professionals and Education. That's Derek Archer. Hi, Derek. Good morning. Welcome to 7:02.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
All right. So many people have spent the entire year working towards their physical goals, but then Christmas comes along and we approach it terribly. We go into the new year. We also once again approach it terribly. Derek, is it okay perhaps sometimes just to let our hair down?
Of course, we're human beings, and the occasions we tend to let our hair down are festive occasions. They're occasions where we're breaking from the norm, perhaps bigger family gatherings, celebrating. In this case, sort of being Christmas yesterday, perhaps. So we are definitely allowed to do so, and you know, your body is not going to take. You know, if you're just doing it, say for instance on Christmas and perhaps just a few days building up to New Year's, that kind of thing, those sort of break away from our normal routines are not necessarily a bad thing. And you know, if we get back into our training in January and just after New Year's, obviously not as a New Year's resolution, but just a continuation of a good training schedule we had before, just nice and slowly, of course, those, the damage will be undone and the damage won't be long term.
Well, that's good news. That really is good news because, you know, people do worry. But I suppose your body also gets into a form where it's used to eating a certain amount, doing a certain amount. So it'll probably just throw out anything in excess.
Yeah, look, your body is quite an amazing thing. You know, if you spent your whole year training and just being active and so on, sometimes, you know, some of the references are saying, you know, this is the time of year we recuperate. And since we've been children, obviously this has been associated with school holidays and so on. So this time of the year has been sort of programmed into us to be a little bit more relaxing, and we kind of break away from our normal routines and normal habits. But at the same time, doesn't mean we don't have to train. What it means is what a good thing to do is to change the intensity of our training, maybe change what we actually do. And if you're lucky enough to be away from Johannesburg, for instance, and you're down at the coast or up in the mountains or doing something where you're different, change your activity levels, change and do something different. You don't have to go and do a gym session, for instance. Go outside, go for a walk. Just keep some sort of routine in terms of being active. You don't necessarily have to stick to your particular training routine. And then, you know, with eating and partying and so on, those obviously are not necessarily the norm for you. And that's why most people go big in December, shall we say. And, you know, if you moderate that, make sure that the rest of the time you're still drinking water, you're still eating relatively healthily, those, you know, you're sort of, I'd hesitate to say binge, but the eating in excess, eating and drinking in excess won't have a long-term effect as such.
Yeah. Now, you spoke about hydration. I suppose that's very important to remain hydrated, because if you don't, you have too much alcohol. That could damage your body a little bit, I would think. But I suppose if you do have water, if you do have sparkling water or something that's not alcoholic, that is a step in the right direction.
Of course, that your body needs hydration, just water, just to function, as opposed to, you know, worrying about just being thirsty and not having enough of it. All your physiological processes do require water to an extent, and you know, by keeping hydrated, you're definitely counteracting the excessive intake of alcohol. And you know, one of the beauty of drinking water is it's calorie free for one thing, and you know, there's a process of even when it's in your body, removing it and passing it out. Those all require energy as well. So funny enough, your body, your energy, you actually use energy to process the water, not a huge amount, but at the same time you're burning the calories to get rid of that water. So it's a good thing in that sense too, if you're really thinking of calories and so on.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, when you, and Derek, you'll know this because you're the director at the FitPro Institute. When training, you can't train 7 days a week. You've got to, am I right in saying you have to skip one or two because it's actually good for your body?
Look, there's two levels to this. Okay, one is where we're training for health and fitness, and just to sort of to be comfortable in our own bodies, from an aesthetic perspective, but also just from to be functionally healthy and fit, you know, you can definitely take time off. You can cycle your training programs. All training programs are always guidelines, and they're also based on how you're responding. So, you know, most people, I think, I'm speaking for myself, myself included in this, when we got to getting towards December, people were quite shattered and exhausted and so on. And remember, training is a stressor. So we had to alter the training a little bit so that it's still beneficial and not really trying to flog a dead horse, so to speak. But to try and get people just to remain active, to be healthy, to keep whatever the gains they've made and improvements or the benefits they've had from their training, to maintain it. But at the same time, realizing that it's also good to take a little bit of a break. The guys that are training for big events, however, might have a slightly different perspective on it. So if they're big runs coming up or big triathlons and so on coming up in February, March, that kind of area, you know, this is still quite a crucial period for them to train. But even saying that, any training program can be adjusted to have a week of sort of unloading to allow the body to recover firstly, but in this case, to accommodate our holiday period as well.
Yeah, you see, that's so interesting. It certainly is. All right, here's a question. What kinds of food can one eat? SMS. What kinds of food can one eat without becoming too sluggish to resume their diet and routine? So I suppose you just need to be careful or clever.
Look, if we are, you know, if we're having a great Christmas and a great New Year and we're getting back to training a week later, the food that you've eaten won't necessarily affect those workouts as such. You know, you might have picked up a half a kilogram or kilogram and so on. That's the sum total, the after effect, should we say. It's not really going to affect your ability to exercise. It just means you've got a little bit more of a focus to worry about. You know, if you were going to be having a massive Christmas lunch yesterday and today you were going to go for a run, you're definitely going to feel it, especially if you've eaten things that your body's not accustomed to and in greater volume than you would have before. Yes, that might make you feel sluggish, but in terms of me having a heavy week this week, socializing with family and friends and getting back to training in a week's time, the food that I'm eating now isn't directly going to affect my energy levels for that, unless I've had, if you eat tons of sugar and, you know, your fatty stuff, that might impact, but not psychologically as well, realizing, I really abused it this week. I'm going to pay a little bit in terms of my training, and in your head you're thinking, flip, I shouldn't have done that. And there's all that anxiety created because you've overdone it, and what have you done to your training and your body? And there's enough anxiety and stress as it is, you've still got to live a little bit.
Yeah, you do, and I think that's the big thing. We've had a very difficult journey financially. If you think of South Africans, we're battling at the moment. We've come out of COVID-19. We're quite battle scarred, and I think to a certain degree, it's good for our minds, Derek, just to let it all just hang down, and that's it, and just sort of have a bit of a party. But we've got New Year's coming up, and that's the other thing. So it could be two weekends in a row. So you've got to watch this, don't you think?
Yeah, that's unfortunately, as I said, it's not necessarily, and it's just those two celebrations. We tend to take the week off and be a bit more social as well, because most people, if they weren't on leave, are now on leave. And yes, we do let our hair down, and we're definitely entitled to it. And I think, you know, everything's got to sort of be in balance. And perhaps, you know, if people are very stuck in training routines and they say, okay, this is my training time, and rather than think of it like that, as opposed to now coming down on holiday and trying to work out how we're going to exercise and so on, rather just be more active. So if you happen to be in a place where it's safe to go outside and walk and enjoy the sun, if those places that have had sun recently, not many, I'm sure, go outside and walk and be a little bit more active from that perspective. You don't have to actually exercise. And, you know, we tend to think of, worry about my fitness and all this stuff. Rather just be active for this time, change the goal a little bit, just to be up and about and to do the things. I mean, if you're out walking up and down on the beach, for instance, or even playing outside in the garden with the kids, but up until then you spend most of your time sitting behind a desk, you're being more active as it is, and in a different way, and usually associated with something more pleasant. So you're getting the added benefit of feeling good about it, but not necessarily maybe reducing the guilt, but at the same time doing something different. You know, activity, your body likes activity, and it doesn't really know whether you're running on a treadmill, running on the road, going for a walk. Yes, your heart rate and stuff changes, but actually physically it doesn't know that. Your brain knows, okay, well, I'm not really running on the treadmill today, but I'm going to go for a nice walk with my family. That's a different thing. Then enjoy that. Enjoy it for what it is. You are being active still.
Yeah, but also as well, can't you, Derek, do some exercises, say in your bedroom? Now, I'm a middle-aged guy, so that means my midriff is going to be coming out a little bit. I need to look at my tummy. So every morning, a couple of sit-ups is a really good idea. Perhaps a good training regime like that, you know, the first thing you get up in the morning before you take a shower, you can do some exercises.
Yeah, you can definitely do a lot of exercise you can do just with your body weight. Unfortunately, sit-ups aren't really going to help the bulging gut, unfortunately.
That
will definitely come with a little bit more cardio and changing your diet in the near, but you can definitely do your body weight exercises. You don't have to be in the gym. A lot of people don't have access to a gym anyway, so they do the body weight stuff. Like I said, also playing some sort of games and stuff work as well. And you can take a skipping rope if you're not able to go run outside or go for walks, that kind of thing. Even just jogging on the spot tends to make a big difference as well. Just got to watch your impact on your knees and so on. We've found just to try and do something slightly different, like we said, being active. So if you happen to be with a whole bunch of kids, obviously without overexerting yourself, if you're a male, put the ego aside and try not to out-sprint a child because you will pull your hamstrings if you're not used to it. But just to do something like that and be active like that, and that movement, changes of direction and stuff, all simulate normal exercise. If you think, kids play, and we had a discussion with Rafiwe a couple of weeks ago about what getting kids active. And you know, a lot of kids' games that kids play incorporate the movement that we typically put into a set of exercises. So, okay, well, doing squats, doing lunges, but if you're playing games, they incorporate those kind of movements too. And, you know, you get active with your kids. I mean, hopefully they've got some Christmas presents that they can utilize and be active with as opposed to just a PlayStation.
Yeah.
But that would be an ideal as well. But body weight's definitely a good thing, and your body still benefit from that stress, and you'll feel better for it as well with the endorphin rush and things. And the other thing that was quite important, especially at this time, if you're lacking a little bit of motivation, is to train with someone.
Yes.
A training partner. So it could be an opportunity to spend more time with your spouse or your significant other. It could be more time to spend with your children. And like we said, sometimes, you know, if you're just going along the beach and flying a kite, for instance, I hope kids fly kites. It doesn't have to have a board at the end of the thing as well. The kiteboarding stuff's quite fun, but not everyone has access to it. But at the same time, just doing something different where your body's moving is a very good thing.
Yeah, it really is, you know. One of the best Christmas presents in our household yesterday was a soccer ball. One of the kids got a soccer ball. So all of a sudden, we were playing soccer the whole afternoon. And I just thought to myself, the soccer ball probably cost about $50, if that.
Yeah.
And I thought, what a great present. And everybody got involved.
Exactly. And it's, you know, we've fallen into the trap as well with our children. You know, we try and get something a little bit more expensive, it's flashy or whatever. But at the end of the day, you know, those toys, I mean, like a ball can be used, and you could even pick that ball up and play a bit of like volleyball with it or whatever. It's so useful, and it gets everyone involved, adults, kids, and like I said, it gives you something else to do rather than just your traditional training.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You're quite right. It certainly is quite a good point you have there. Derek Archer, director at the FitPro Institute, that's of fitness professionals and education. Great to have you on Weekend Breakfast. Thank you so much. And there we go.